If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
It was Friday morning, July 17th, 6:38. I was working the radio station downtown. It's time for the author of A Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. Is that the name of it, or is it A Beat Cop's Guide to Good Eats? I can never get this straight.
Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats.
There you go. Okay. It's Lieutenant David Haynes from the Chicago Police Department here to do his Friday restaurant review and restaurant news report.
And I heard you were going to interview Carrie Wood after this. Can I stick around and meet him?
He's not going to be in the studio, though.
Oh, did you tell him I was going to be here?
I did not.
I think he's a big fan of mine.
Oh, so he would have come in had I told him that? By the way, were you having donuts in the PPG Paints green room? What were you doing in there?
I brought them in. I have to say, last week we briefly discussed the fact that Wells Street Market was reopened, and we were talking about, you know, how food halls are going to work out. And I made a mistake and said the wrong name of the donut shop that's in Wells Street Market, which I heard about. So I felt it was only fair that I went to Fire Cakes Donuts, which is the actual donut shop that's in Wells Street Market, and bring some donuts in.
Look at this. This feels like it's about 30 pounds, this box.
Yeah, Fire Cakes Donuts is one of these new, it's not new, a few years ago they started really making gourmet donut shops, Fire Cakes is one of the best. You know, I mean, we brought in some of the old time donuts, and these guys really have done a good job at emulating them and then expanding on the type of donuts they have, the flavors. There's one in there that's pistachio.
They're very large.
Yeah.
And they smell very good.
Yes. And there's one that's pistachio. There's one that's a berry that has like sugared blueberries on it that's really, really good.
And I like this small one here.
Yeah, those are the mini ones, yeah. Yeah, this is great for the kids.
I'm going to do that because, I don't know, I'll get a little logy if I have one of these large donuts here.
They also have one that's a double donut. It's a birthday cake donut you have to actually order in advance. But they it's like a double donut all frosted together. It's really good.
I'd like to kind of take like half a one and not eat a whole one, although people get freaked out now with the pandemic. You know, you can't be leaving pieces of donuts
If you take a knife and you cut it with the knife and it looks like you didn't break it off with both hands. That's what we do at the police station when we have donuts. Because
you have donuts at the police station.
Yeah, it's surprising.
How unusual.
Yeah.
Well, you can put the box in the newsroom. Grzanich will supervise. Yeah.
Somebody say donuts.
See what I mean?
Really good donuts. They also have bacon maple donuts, which I think are. I don't know why it took society so long to get to a point where we can make a bacon maple donut, but I think those are the best donuts. And they have a gluten-free and a vegan version, too, which I brought home to my wife last night, which she likes.
Well, I think you made up for the mistake.
They also, you're going to love this, they have ice cream sandwiches made by, a donut bun with ice cream in the middle of them.
Man, your one-stop heart attack center.
Yeah, and I have coffee, and they sell a bunch of different stuff. But
so it's at the Wells Street Market, and they're open?
The Wells Street Market's open. You have to enter in off of Wacker, and then the hours are staggered for all the different restaurants. So they're open from 7 to 3. Fire Cakes Donuts is, and you have to enter on Wacker and exit on Wells. Everybody's got to walk the same way through the food hall,
right?
And we have to, for with COVID and everything, we have to all do these new things, which are really a pain in the gluteus maximus, but
sooner we're doing those, the sooner we can be done with this.
Do you guys
have masks in all the squad cars?
We issued masks, and I wear mine all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have to wear them in the squad car, although they recommend it. But usually when partners work together, your partner is your same partner day after day for the most part. Mm-hmm. So you know if each other has it. They sanitize the cars every time they go out. We wear it anytime outside. You're outside dealing with the public. We're supposed to be wearing masks, so it's a pain in the butt.
Do it.
I watch some of these videos and they're out there chasing guys around wearing the mask, and it's
that's a bit difficult.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean
they're working hard out there, these guys, and it's such a weird time to be a police officer.
I'll bet.
And it's amazing when you see some of these young kids who are still out there trying to do good things. I mean
the young kids on the force.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm old now. I'm an old man now, so I go
25 years.
Young kids,
right?
Yeah, 25 years last year. I got police officers that are younger than my son, which is weird. I have police officers of sons of people that I worked with when I first came on the job, and it's a weird thing.
And the young guys and the young women, they're not eating donuts, are they?
No, they're in much better shape than we were.
By the way, as long as you're doing donut news, Krispy Kreme is celebrating its 83rd birthday this week with a gift to its customers. Buy any dozen donuts today and get one dozen original glazed donuts free.
Oh,
how's that? Birthday deal not available for delivery.
And a little life hack there: if you go there when the lights are on that say fresh donuts, they'll actually give you one while you're standing in line there as you're watching it, the donuts being made.
Okay, well there you go.
Yeah. Krispy Kreme is like heroin.
It's available at all the Krispy Kreme locations. It's our regular Friday visit with Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. So what's the big restaurant review you have for us this week, Dave?
All right, I got a great one, and I know I'm going to mispronounce it, even though they told me three times how to pronounce it correctly. But it's Carnitas Europan. Europan.
I could call Marianne and get you straight on this.
I'm sorry about that, but Carnitas Europan at 1725 West 18th Street in Pilsen. It was recommended by an officer, David Perez, in 17. And I'm telling you, this place has been around since 1975. I don't know how. I have never been there before this past week. But they recommended it. And the first thing I have to talk about, I usually don't talk about the exterior of restaurants, but it's absolutely beautiful. It's right next to the Pink Line at 18th Street, and it is the nicest of any store, the nicest front of any store on the street. You can't miss it. It's just beautifully awnings and stuff. It's really nice.
It sounds like in Pilsen, they've known about this place and frequented it for a long time, huh?
Yeah, they have a couple of different locations. It seems to be very successful. It was started in 1975 by Inencio Carbajal. I'm terrible with.
Don't you have a fellow officer who can come in and help you with these pronunciations?
I should. Well, his nickname though is El Giro, so that's easier to remember. He's famous down in Pilsen. And all right, these guys. What I love restaurants that do this. These guys, they're known for their pork tacos. They really get into it. I mean, when you go there, you can order by the taco or you can order the meat by the pound. And when I ordered a taco and I ordered the meat by the pound. And when you order the meat by the pound, they give you, basically, you can get everything you need to go home and make an entire taco dinner.
Nice.
And not only that, you can pick they have a chart. You can pick which part of the pig want the meat to come from.
That's a nice guide right there.
Yeah. I didn't know which part, I didn't know what to pick, so I just said, well, just give me a little of everything, and my wife, as soon as I showed her this, was like, why didn't you just pick you like this? She pointed out to me what I like, and was like, why didn't you pick this stuff?
Because she knows better than you.
Yeah,
of course.
She would have known.
That's
and
how
I,
it works.
Yeah, I wish I would have took her with me. So you could pick out which part of the pig you want, and they also do the whole skin. They have a whole, what is it called? I'm sorry.
It sounds very authentic.
Yeah, and they have chicharrones, which is the crispy pork skins, and you can get that with this mole sauce. It was really good. But the tacos, they'll sell you everything you need, order the tacos, and it's like absolutely perfectly cooked. It's like if you've ever gone to a pig roast, like at a golf outing or something, and they have the actual pig roast, and it's the real the pork that's just been cooked. This place was just like it.
Well,
it was
I've been to the Cuban Christmas where they did that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this has that. They also do fresh guacamole, which is fantastic. I used to love going to Mariano's to get fresh guacamole, but they don't do it anymore because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, places that have good guacamole are starting to get far and few and far between. And they also do menudo, which I don't... Have you ever had menudo?
I don't think so.
It's made from the stomach lining of a cow. And I used to have a roommate when I was in the Marine Corps, when I was 18 years old, that used to make the hottest menudo that you could eat like a couple of spoonfuls and have to wait 5 minutes. And I mean, but it was so good that we spent 2 hours eating a bowl of soup because we couldn't stop, even though it was burning our mouth every 5 minutes.
Well, let me ask you a question now. Like a gringo like me, yeah. Now, and I don't have the adventure spirit that you do. So if I just want to get tacos and nothing too fancy, would I like this place?
You would like this place because you could these. I when I walked in there, I swear to God, I thought they recognized my voice or something because they treated me. I thought they were being nice to me because I was on the radio and they figured out that I was reviewing the restaurant. And then after standing there and waiting, I realized that they treat everybody like that.
Oh, that's very
and,
nice.
Yeah, you could sit there and ask them questions. And like I said, they told me how to pronounce it 3 times because. I'm hard of hearing now that I'm old, and I didn't quite understand, so I kept asking her. And this lady behind the counter was just nice as can be. And then a couple of other people joined in to try to make it easier for me, and they were explaining to me about the meat. But you know,
were you in uniform?
No, I was riding on my motorcycle, so I had my motorcycle stuff on. You know, I look like a bum. And
oh, all right, I'm gonna have to check this place out. 1725 West 18th Street. Huh?
Yeah. One last thing, they gave me this ensalada de Nopales, which I was not going to eat until my wife forced me to, because it's cactus salad. And it tastes like, it's sort of like pickled green beans, but, you know, having cactus and jalapenos and queso.
Wow.
So it was, yeah, it was wild. I really enjoyed it.
All right, let me have a shot at it. Carnitas Europan.
Yeah, that's okay. What I thought.
All right, that sounds right. 1725 West 18th in Pilsen. All right, good recommendation from Officer Perez, was it?
Right, Officer David Perez in 17.
No, it sounds like we should have got him on the phone to check the pronunciations of some of these menu items.
You know what? I'll start getting their numbers next time.
Yeah,
phone a friend.
We need to do that just in case. We'll do the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming up at 7. Here's the restaurant news, though. What do you got, Lieutenant?
Well, the... a real quick one, Hash at 1357 Northwestern. They just changed ownership and remodeled, and they reopened. The new owner, Emily McKern, was a server there, and the owners decided that they were going to sell, and they offered her the opportunity to buy it. And so it's like, I think, every server's dream. They get to take over the restaurant and do everything that they thought the other guys were doing wrong. I'm actually probably going to review them. I went there when it first opened. I haven't been there in like 5 years, so I'd be interested to see. I used to love their breakfast burritos when I worked down in 19, so I'll have to go check it out.
And when you say 19 or 17, you're talking about police districts,
right? Police districts, yeah.
All right. Hash, 1357 Northwestern Avenue. And then, you know, all we talk about lately is cancellations, closings. And I know lately people have been talking about the fact that, what was it, Kiki's Bistro closed and Blackbird closed. But you actually have news about an opening.
Yeah, and this is actually an interesting one because I think, well, it's called the Han Burger at 3220 West Grand Avenue, and they make these Chinese street food burgers with pork belly or brisket, and you can even get a fried egg on it if you want. They kind of mix and match. They're eventually going to have some keto choices, and it's open for takeout or delivery. They don't have a sit-down restaurant, and what they're doing is they're operating out of the community kitchen at 3220 West Grand. And the reason why I thought this was really interesting, not only because it's interesting food, but because I think that with the way things are going now, you were talking about it earlier, like the gyms and stuff, is everybody's rethinking the way things are going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I think these community kitchens, which had started popping up about 5 years ago, I think are going to start really being a kind of a new way forward, or at least a new way for young, new restaurateurs to start breaking into the business. It was kind of a little knockoff thing, you know, 5 years ago, but I think it's going to start. You're going to start seeing a lot more of these where you can go and get different kinds of food, all for takeout or delivery from these restaurants. And
I think that's definitely going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I wanted to mention that Rick Bayless is walking away from Lena Brava and Cruz Blanca. He's gone, but the restaurants are not closing. Bayless is just leaving the operation, and it's going to be taken over by another partner. So, but Rick Bayless, big name here.
Yeah,
stepping
I wonder what
out
he's
of those
do
two. Well, he's got his other places still going strong. So, let's see. I think we've covered it all, Lieutenant. By the way, you want to plug your podcast here?
Well, I do. We do the Beat Cops Guide video podcast on YouTube. So you can come and listen to me ramble on about, lately, it's been about just nothing, meanderings and things going through my head.
Sounds
so,
like this show.
We're trying to build a focus, but with COVID, it's just we've been all over the place.
So. I know. Well, listen, we always enjoy having you here. Look forward to our visit next Friday. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Hey, let's be careful out here.